Many people in our province have been struggling with mental health issues during COVID-19. From isolation, to financial stress, to feelings of fatigue, the pandemic has taken its toll on our mental well-being. Stable Life, through its Spirit Horse mental health program, has teamed up with Country Time Equine in Glovertown, and together, they will offer a new recreation program guided by horses to support COVID-19 fatigue. Erin Glant is director of Stable Life. She joins me live by phone. Ms. Glant, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about your new partnership.
Well, it's a really exciting partnership, actually. How it happened was kind of by chance. We had received some funding at Stable Life from the Red Cross as part of their emergency support for community organizations to help us create some new programming in response to COVID-19. And I was doing a staff training when Sue, who is actually a good friend of mine, contacted me saying she's getting a lot of requests for sort of the sort of service that we're doing, that people are really hurting right now. And I said, well, it's meant to be. I have a staff training happening this weekend. Why don't you come on in? So she did, and here we are.
So how can horses help with COVID fatigue and other mental health challenges?
Well, we've been doing this program now with Spirit Horse for 7 years, and of course, all of our work is in memory of Allison Walsh, who died by suicide, and we use her horse, Tinker. And horses just have this magical way of making you feel better, very similar to how cats and dogs are, but they have this extra sense where they can pick up on your feelings a little more than your cat or your dog can. Horses don't judge, they don't speak, and they just are who they are, and they live in the moment. So when you're with them, they put off this very calming sense. I've had a lot of people who are afraid of horses in the beginning come to me, and then after 10 minutes say, you know, I feel relaxed, I feel calm. And so we just decided that, you know, let's do this. Let's offer some sessions to people. We are fortunate at Stable Life that all of our sessions right now we're able to offer for free, and the response has been overwhelming.
Erin, what training did you provide to Country Time?
So what we did was just a little facilitator training in equine-assisted programs, basically, you know, some safety ideas, some general exercises on things you can do. But the horses really do the work. We're not therapists. We're not professing to be therapists. It's a recreation-based program where we just want to get people and horses together and share the love that we have for horses and all that they've done for us with other people.
Like you said, it is a recreation-based program. So what will this recreation program entail?
Well, in the beginning, it'll be people coming and they'll start usually with grooming the horse and getting comfortable with it on the ground. It's not a riding-based program, but there's lots of interactive exercises we can do on the ground with the horse, sometimes building obstacles that we want to overcome and encouraging the participants to try and guide the horse through. During that, you know, you stop thinking about everything else that's going on. You have to stay focused with the horse. So you kind of forget about the outside world for a little bit. And to the horses, they don't know that there's a pandemic. Nothing has changed for the horses. They still need to be fed every day. They still need to be cared for and looked after. So the barn setting itself is very calming because you kind of forget about the fact that there's a pandemic. You still have to wear your mask and sanitize. So there's a few different things, but it's just a wonderful place to be.
We're speaking with Director of Stable Life, Erin Glant, on the VOCM Morning Show. And Erin, you received funding from the Red Cross as part of a COVID response initiative. What did that allow you to do?
Well, it allowed us to hire on 2 new staff, which was really good timing because I'm technically on maternity leave. And we weren't even sure if we were going to open this winter. You know, after last winter, everything was just it was so hard with the snow. And, you know, I said, well, maybe we'll close down. And that's what people kept asking me, what am I going to do? And I said, it depends on the weather and it depends on what happens. And then, you know, out of this horrible pandemic, at least there's lots of funding out there available to help people kind of get on their feet. So it allows us to keep going. We're actually busier now than we've ever been. We're sometimes booking 6 and 7 sessions a day. Of course, they're free sessions, the ones that we're able to offer out here in St. John's. The ones in Glovertown are very modestly priced, so I encourage people to try those as well. But we were hoping to be able to give away 100 free sessions. We've seen almost that in the first 2 weeks. So we've got another about 6 or 7 weeks left of this program. So I'd say we're going to probably give away about 300 sessions.
Wow, so lots of sessions. So how many horses do you have now helping out with the mental health of the people in our community?
We have 8 horses at our facility, which is great. So we're able to rotate through them and make sure no one horse is overworked or overused, because even though they're not being ridden, it still takes a toll on their mental health. So we make sure we take care of their mental health and get them outside lots, even on snowy days. And we're very thankful for the lack of winter that we're having, because it makes it a little easier to get the horses outside.
Erin, for those who may be listening and think, hey, this could work for me, how can people get involved and find out more?
Sure. So if you're closer to the St. John's area, you can contact us through Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at Spirit Horse NL. My phone number is 699-2704. And if you're closer to the central region, you can contact Sue Sweeney James, and her phone number is 533-7746. You can also look up the Country Time Equine Facebook page. And Sue and her 2 horses, Holly and Beauty, they're ready and waiting to meet you.
Erin Gallant, Director of Stable Life, thank you for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you.